You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the most interesting thing in tech from Nick Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired Magazine.
Hello, happy Monday and happy Developer Conference Week. I'll be off at Google I.O. doing an event on Thursday, so if you are there, say hello. But it is also Microsoft Build Week. My colleague Lauren Good had an exclusive, detailed, long interview with CEO Satya Nadella. It's got all kinds of interesting things in her story. So first off, I'm going to say a couple of the things that struck me. First off, the theme of Lauren's story is Microsoft's new approach to openness. Remember, Microsoft was not a very open company for a long time. The whole idea of Microsoft is you get someone on a Windows computer using Windows software with an Internet Explorer that makes it really hard to download another browser. Maybe you even get them on a Windows phone. My first job out of college was working for an open source software company, and Microsoft was the enemy. But, of course, one of the key decisions in Satya Nadella's tenure was to say, you know what? We can be a little more open. We don't need to pack everybody onto Windows phones because no one's buying these things. Let's just make sure our software works on the phones that people buy. Now, among other things, Microsoft is building a new browser to replace Edge and Internet Explorer, and it is open source, which would be shocking to young college graduate Nick. They're also working on a tool called Fluid. Fluid is a tool to allow you to move information from one program to another. So say, for example, that you're typing a document in Microsoft Word, you want to share it with a colleague who's working in Teams, an office collaboration program. You then take that document, you put it into Teams, they can edit it there, the changes will be reflected in the original document. That could be a tool for openness, particularly if it works across all kinds of software, if it works across Trello, if it works in Slack, if it works in things that could be seen as competitors to Microsoft. On the other hand, the example I just gave, and the example in the story, and the example Microsoft is talking about, is how it helps you move information from one Microsoft program to another. But if they do it the way they say they're going to do it, it could actually lead to openness and integration. Another important thing is that the real growth in Microsoft, the fastest part, and the reason they've had this crazy stock surge, which brought them up to $1 trillion last week or something absurd, the reason is the growth in their cloud business, Azure, which means that you need to have lots of partnerships with lots of other companies, that you get lots of data from them. And so one of the focuses for Nadella is figuring out how to use AI software to provide services, to upgrade all of the things you give your customers who are buying their cloud space from you. That is another part of Lauren's story. Last thing, they've created software to help countries host democratic elections that will help you search for election irregularities, ideally fraud. And nicely, it's open source. All right, so Microsoft Developer Week, lots of stuff going on. I'll see you tomorrow.
Hope you enjoyed this spoken edition of Wired News. And if you'd like more, search for Wired Science and Wired Business.